We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet, luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
So Bill had a home out in Cuyahoga, wanted to sell it. He did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Hysall. Josh went to work, got 8 showings on the first day. He sold Bill's home eventually, very quickly, full asking price. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee plan. Josh is a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, then Josh Hysall goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysall doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront cost. So next time you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks, but with a bank like First Horizon behind you with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 4 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin, happy new year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
The news broke about an hour ago. The NCAA announced James Wiseman will serve a 12-game suspension, starting with the Alcorn State game this past weekend, because his mother accepted impermissible benefits while he was in high school from current Memphis coach Penny Hardaway. They made it 12 instead of 9 because Memphis defiantly played James Wiseman in the first three games of the year. And according to Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, the school is now likely facing a major infractions case for knowingly playing an ineligible player. So now we have the answer. Was the fight smart or was the fight dumb? There's only one answer to it now. Dumb, 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 and costly, costly, costly. Jeff Calkins joins me. He's an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's here every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff, I'll just open it up to you, your general thoughts. The news broke an hour ago. James Wiseman's going to miss 12 games. And according to Sports Illustrated, Memphis could be facing a major infractions case.
Well, I'd say a couple things. Memphis in 2008 got whacked by the NCAA, cooperated fully, prostrated itself before the NCAA, and had a Final Four appearance stripped for even though it did nothing wrong, nothing knowingly wrong. Missouri just recently had an academic fraud case, was cited for exemplary cooperation by the NCAA, got absolutely crushed. To me, the assumption that we never know what the road not taken would have looked like. The assumption that they would have gotten 9 games, the substance that they would have got done reasonable with the University of Memphis, the assumption that they even would have decided anything by now, I think is fanciful. I don't see any reason, certainly based on the history of the University of Memphis, or in the general rationality of the NCAA, to say that is the way it would have played out. Maybe they only have any decision at all because they filed a lawsuit. We just don't know. You don't know. And I the other thing is that the Pat Forty story is freaking astonishing. The idea is what Pat Forty is saying is because you dared defy the NCAA, they are going to launch a major investigation into you.
No. That's not what he's reporting. He's reporting that not that they're going to launch a major investigation, but that they could create a major infractions case against the University of Memphis based on nothing more than what we know just happened, which is they knowingly played an ineligible player in the first three games of the season.
Right. To me, what it smacks of is it is like China. You know, if you don't prostrate yourself, you will get crushed like Memphis did before and like Missouri just did. If you fight, you might be like North Carolina and get nothing. But if you fight and we can, we will screw you as hard as we can. To me, it speaks to maybe they should have anticipated every bit of this, right? But you're suggesting that they would have gotten 9 games. We don't even know they would have had any decisions.
Well,
the truth matters, they didn't come out with a decision today except for extraordinary pressure by the University of Memphis to get a decision today.
Well, according
so you look at other cases and you say, well, that happened there. Yeah, well, I look at the Duke case and I don't see Duke get whacked like Memphis gets whacked. I look at the other cases. So I don't think just because they do this in one situation, they do it to Memphis at all. I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that's true.
Well, according to the University of Memphis's official statement on the matter, James Wiseman is sitting 9 games because of the infraction. So what they are saying is that the penalty based on the infraction is 9 games and would have been 9 games. And now it's 12.
They didn't say would have been. They didn't. And honestly, if you talk to people at Memphis, they think they only got the NCAA to do what they've done because they sued them.
Well, at what point, and listen, I like everybody over there, and I'm friendly with everybody over there, but at what point do we stop believing what they think is going to happen, considering how wrong they are all the time?
I don't know what that means. All I'm saying is that how do you know what would have happened?
According to Memphis, right here, they're saying that the punishment...
That's what the penalty that they meted out, that is how they justified the penalty today as they meted it out, yes.
Okay, literally.
That is how they justified the penalty as they meted it out today.
Literally everybody talking in advance of this happening, before Memphis decided to fight, or right after Memphis decided to fight, would look at the way the NCAA is structured, the punishment phase, and they would say, based on the amount of money, this should be a 9-game suspension. And what Memphis has announced today is that based on the infraction, it's a 9-game suspension. I don't know how you can assume anything other than it would have been a 9-game suspension if they would have just set him down at the beginning.
And it might well have been a 9-game suspension. What I'm telling you is that James Wiseman and the University of Memphis didn't trust the NCAA. And I will tell you that I think there's ample reason in the history of the University of Memphis and in the NCAA to not and in the NCAA to how they do things to not trust the NCAA.
I hear you. Where you and I are on the same page is what happened in 2008 was wrong. I've said that consistently for more than a decade.
And I think it framed what happened here. I don't think they can be separated. I think it framed what happened here. And I think it suggests that, I really do believe this, that they think that what happened with Chase Young was inspired by what happened in Memphis. Like, Chase Young partly got sped along and got his appeal reduced and everything else because the NCAA says, oh, look, we have two people here. One cooperated and one didn't. We're going to just rush Chase Young along and cut his thing in half in order to show Memphis. And listen, Memphis walked into that trap. That's clearly right. But what's weird to me is that if there's any aha about this, it's basically saying, yep, the NCAA is absolutely as vindictive as we told you they would be, and you should have known that, which is fair enough, but it's basically accepting that the NCAA is this vindictive and accepting that as the way the world should be, which I think is just bizarre.
Well,
look at the weird thing is you go back to even the way the punishment was unveiled, which is for recruiting inducement. Like, if you want to call them illegal benefits, you can call them illegal benefits. They weren't recruiting inducements. He wasn't even the freaking coach at the University of Memphis when the 11th, unless there's money that I'm not aware of. They almost by definition can't be recruiting inducements when he wasn't the coach at Memphis when he played the $11,500. How in God's name can that be recruiting inducements? That's according to the NCAA's own statement. How is that recruiting inducements?
I can tell you how I believe they would answer that, and I don't know that I agree with it, but here's the way they would probably answer that. Penny Hardaway, regardless of his employment status at the time, used money to create a relationship with a recruitable student athlete and ultimately benefited from that relationship, evidence being that he enrolled them once he got the job at the University of Memphis. Therefore, it is, for our purposes, a recruiting inducement. I'm sure.
I don't know that is then a recruiting inducement. You know, basically what you're saying is you're backdating a recruiting inducement, right? I'm inducing you to come to a place when I'm not even at that place. But now look at, you ended up at that place, and so that's where the relationship is, so we're therefore going to call that a recruiting inducement. I think that's I've thought all along that by the rules this was a violation. Like, I do think it's a violation, to be clear. I think it's an illegal benefit. I think that to call this a recruiting inducement is strains English language. Like, you're inducing someone to do something when when you're not even in a position to induce them to do something.
Let me ask you this question, and I agree with you. If I were the NCAA, I don't think I would have used that term because this is such an unusual situation. But let me ask you this. Do you think the $11,500 helped Penny Hardaway recruit James Wiseman?
Oh, there's no question I think it did, yes. Do I think once he paid that money, and I think it absolutely, what you just said is true. It helped form the relationship that he subsequently capitalized on. And not only that, just imagine he tried to go to Kentucky at that point. Like, we talked about Kentucky like it was serious, right? like it was a serious option when he was recruiting James Wiseman. Literally, it was a year ago today that James Wiseman was sitting on the stage and pulling out a unicorn because he went to his room and tried to decide, do I want the Kentucky unicorn or I want the Memphis unicorn? Well, now that we know everything went into that, it's preposterous to think. I mean, at the time, we thought it was silly, too, let's be honest. But it's preposterous to think that it is not, did not play a role. I think it's weird to call that an inducement. And maybe that's just a point of language. I think it points out how awkward this whole thing is. And I think it's very clearly, I think your point here is right, by the way, about the university being wrong. I think they were, when they withdrew the lawsuit and put the language in their statement saying that the NCAA has acknowledged that this is unique and different, blah, 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 I think they were signaling that they thought they would get a punishment that recognized it, this was different and unique. In other words, something less and something manageable. And they very clearly didn't get that. So I think you're right. I do not think they expected this when they withdrew the lawsuit. I think that's very clear. Now, obviously, they still are going to appeal.
Sure.
But I think it's I'm pessimistic about the appeal because if you grant the same thing that you did to Chase Young, which was to cut his punishment in half, honestly, if you could cut James Wiseman's punishment in half here, I think it would be totally reasonable. That way you're back for the Tennessee game. Honestly, and that's honestly good for everybody, too. You're back for the Tennessee game. You're back for the Georgia game, which is on national TV, et cetera. And so that would not be, to me, an unhappy result here, if that's the way it goes. But if they are in this message-sending framework right now, I think I'm a little bit pessimistic that they're going to whack the sucker in half, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pessimistic, but that is what I would hope. Like, please put that on a message board somewhere. What I hope happens now is that Memphis appeals and they do what they do what they did for Chase Young for James Wiseman. They cut it in half. It's a 6-game suspension. The NCAA looks merciful, so that can't hurt them from a public relations perspective, but they still make Memphis pay a price, and they still hold the hammer.
The three games extra. They got the 9. And
right.
So it's half of 12 instead of half of 9, which would be hard to half anyway.
Right.
But that way they're still paying the price.
Right. So they show some mercy, which, I think people could appreciate. It makes the number still, there was a price to pay, and they still hold a hammer for a possible major infractions case if they want to go down that path. That is completely reasonable. How about this? If they cut it, if they did that, I don't think you'd find a single person being critical of. I don't think many people would go, I can't believe the NCAA caved. Because
no.
I think everybody would be fine with that. And so that is what I
think the reaction today will be. This is a little much, don't you think? I mean, the action's twofold. A, you got what you deserve, Memphis. Look at Pat's headline. Bravado has a price, right?
Boom. Right.
And then the second reaction is this is too high a price, I think, is the other thing, partly because we want to see James Wiseman play basketball.
Right.
Does it, if it's 12, how's Memphis, that goes into the conference season.
Sure.
It's Georgia, it's NC State, it's Tennessee, and I'll be honest, I haven't been impressed by this team without James Wiseman.
Right. It's problematic. I mean, this dream season might still end up being a dreamy. But it's way complicated now because, yes, you will have James Wiseman for the majority of your games, but the multiple opportunities to obtain resume-building wins, you're going to have to play those games without James Wiseman starting on Saturday against Ole Miss, followed by NC State, followed by at Tennessee, followed by Georgia, again, unless they are successful on appeal. And so this is there's no way to spin this into a good thing or anything other than a bad and an unfortunate thing. I will say I've had some people on Twitter say, hey, Parrish, you were the one of the ones saying you thought it would be 5 or 6-game suspension. And that is true. I did say that. And that was based on it. And I think Jeff would. It's what they thought. They thought that they could pull back, play nice. The NCAA would show some leniency, and though it would be 9 based on the infraction, they could cut it something close to half, make it a 4, 5, 6 game. That is what the University of Memphis was expecting. That's why I told you that's what I was expecting.
But, well, and in fairness, if it gets cut in half, it will be 4-6.
Right.
I thought it would be 4-6, not then cut in half. I thought it would be 4-6, and that would be that, because when the university, when James Wiseman withdrew his lawsuit, that was the expectation on that side. And my understanding is they thought they had some representation to the to that effect from the NCAA. Well, that's clearly not what has happened here. And so you're right that they were wrong. We weren't just throwing darts.
Right.
When we said 4-6, multiple people said 4-6, and it's because we were hearing the expectation was 4-6. So this does not fit with the expectation of the litigants here.
Right. What Memphis believed was that by playing nice and having James withdraw the lawsuit, that the NCAA would work with them and show some leniency. What the NCAA instead did is hit them harder than they otherwise would have, and really sent a message. Now, you can agree with the message or disagree with the message, but the message is undeniable. Do not do what Memphis did. There is a price to pay. I will say, I want to circle back real quick, because you suggested that not fighting would have sent a message that you're accepting of the way this ridiculous NCAA system works, and that it should just be that way. And where I would differ with you slightly is that there are ways to try to change the NCAA. Lawmakers are doing it right now in states all over this country. And I hope that they are successful, because I hate these rules. I promise you, I hate them just as much as Penny Hardaway and James Wiseman and James Wiseman's mother. I've been writing about how unfair and wrong they are for a long, long time. But the point I had made consistently was that this ain't the place to pick the fight. You know, like this ain't where you win. This is where you set yourself up to really pay a more extreme price than you otherwise would pay. So I am never accepting that, well, this is just the way the world's got to be. The point I was just making is, like, let's just not be dumb about this. This is not where you don't try to change the NCAA via an undeniable infraction that could harm you for years. And that's what Memphis at least initially tried to do, and now we know that they're paying a price for it.
Well, okay. I'm not saying this is where you take on the NCAA. That is that if you want to change the NCAA. That's actually not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is that cooperating, to begin to think that cooperating with the NCAA will get you a great result or a better result is, if you look at the facts of people who have cooperated with the NCAA, including the University of Memphis in 2008, including Missouri this year, versus people who fight with the NCAA, North Carolina, it's not at all clear that that cooperating with the NCAA is going to get you anything. And indeed, it's possible that had they cooperated, that we never would have had any disposition yet at all. They could still be dragging this along. We don't know what the road. We're going to say it was 9 games because now we're saying that's what they gave them for that, right? How do we know that this would even we would have had any disposition at all from the NCAA? I think we're suggesting that if they had cooperated, it would have. We don't know what would have happened if we cooperated. Last time they cooperated, for no good reason, based on total irrationality, they had a Final Four stripped away from them. So I'm not saying this was smart or whatever, but I'm saying to go ahead and stipulate that you will get mercy when you cooperate is flies in the facts of how the NCAA often acts towards those people who cooperate, and in fact how they've dealt with the University of Memphis before.
You wouldn't have we now know you wouldn't have gotten mercy. It seems clear that they wouldn't have shown you mercy. But it is, again, based on the structure of the penalty phase, it seems to be a pretty clear-cut thing, which is why initially everybody was suggesting it should be 9 games based on the amount of money. And I understand that cooperating doesn't always work, and fighting has been successful as it relates to North Carolina. But where I would, I think, slice these things apart a little bit is that when North Carolina fought, what it did was never acknowledge that anything that isn't supposed to happen, happened, and that the NCAA had no jurisdiction over this very specific thing. So they fought from a technical perspective without admitting anything, and they found a loophole, and that's how they won. In this situation, it appears that Memphis wasn't going to try to fight that Penny Hardaway was a booster or that the impermissible benefit happened. They were just, like, they didn't have a there was no real approach to the fight other than, like, we're just not going to take this anymore, which it seemed foolish to me.
Like, well, that's not exactly true. If you look at the lawsuit, and I will say this, like, I don't think they intended to take the lawsuit to its fullest extreme. The lawsuit actually said that he was not a booster, and the lawsuit actually said that it was not an inducement because he wasn't a coach at the time and whatever else. But it is true that if you're not going to take this to the end, like, if you're just – I mean, those were the – if you read the lawsuit, that's what was the argument in the lawsuit. I do think you're right. You fought on a ground – a territory where you are not going to win.
Right.
And so the NCAA just waited, and then, to quote Jay Billis, hit you with a bag of hammers. And so that is absolutely true. And that is undeniable.
And the other problem here, again, and this is where, if you want to point out somewhere where I was actually wrong, this would be the place to point it out. I assumed, and it's not just assumed because I just sat around and thought about it, based on talking to people, that once Memphis, once James Wiseman withdrew the lawsuit and Memphis said, okay, listen, let's just resolve this and get it handled, that the NCAA would just resolve it and get it handled, and they would punish Memphis in some sort of very specific way for playing him in those three games, make him vacate the first two wins. But I did think it would remain contained to that. And that I was clearly wrong based on the report from Pat Forty, because he now says that it's likely, not just possible, but likely, that the NCAA will open a major infractions case based on a level one violation, the violation being that Memphis knowingly played an ineligible player, that player being James Wiseman. And so the other thing here is that now you've got this cloud hanging over your program that, when we talked earlier in the week about Chris Moore, it was sort of like we didn't – like when he said you got to be worried about the drama, we actually thought that was misplaced worry, because if this gets handled the way the people at Memphis thought it was going to be handled, then there would be no reason to worry about future sanctions. But now, according to Sports Illustrated at least, the NCAA at least I'll just quote Pat Forty – is likely to launch a major infractions case against Memphis. Now, let's – even if that – this is the important thing for people to understand – even if that never happens, the notice of allegations just never arrives, the fact that it has been reported in Sports Illustrated will be used against Memphis forever until it is known.
Oh, on Jalen Green.
100% on Jalen Green. Every coach also recruiting Jalen Green is going to sit down with Jalen Green and say, hey, we know you were probably headed to Memphis, and you love Penny, and you love FedEx Forum, and listen, we understood. Memphis is amazing. But you're going to be in college for 1 year. And I don't know if you saw this story in Sports Illustrated from November 20th, 2019, but Pat Forty, who's like been covering this stuff for decades, works for Sports Illustrated, for crying out loud. He's reporting that Memphis is likely to face a major infractions case. And if that notice of allegations arrives, then they go in front of the Committee on Infractions. They could get a postseason ban. So just be careful. You don't really want to walk in. You're 1 year of college and you're banned from the NCAA tournament. You don't want to walk into that, do you? That'll be used on Jalen Green, Greg Brown, Kennedy Chandler, Musa Cisse, every prospect going forward. That's what they've now set themselves up for.
And well, that's lovely, Gary. Thanks. You're a ray of freaking sunshine.
But that's we can argue about the merits of what's right, what's wrong, and when you stand up and when you stop being a punk. But when you cause, because even if it never happens, that report causes long-term damage to your program. It affects recruiting going forward. Even if the people in Indianapolis are going, you know what? We're not going.
Well, I think it's important. I do think it's, here's what matters now for the University of Memphis is to to try to get this thing cut in half, right? And then B, to try to put that to rest, right? And I understand that even if it doesn't happen, but if it doesn't, you need to be able to counter that. And so what you need to do, and very clearly, the NCAA doesn't much care what Memphis needs to do, right? But what you need to do is focus on those two things so you can move forward. The amazing thing is this is literally happening on Wiseness, the day to a year that James Wiseman that he committed to the University of Memphis. It has been an incredible ride, and you just hope that he comes back, that Memphis can hold the fort, that he comes back, and it certainly ends up in the NCAA tournament, and if not a dream season, honestly for him, you want it to be I remember how happy he was and the smile that he had when he committed. And you would like it. You would like it to have at least a decent ending.
Yeah, and the last thing I would say is that I do hope that this gets cut in half and that he comes back and he's able to have some form of the freshman season he dreamed about, because the real, like, I understand the rules. I can apply the rules. I can rationalize what the NCAA is doing here and explain to you why it's happening. It doesn't mean that I'm happy it's happening. I'm just explaining to you why it's happening. I think it is awful, just incredibly disappointing, sad, that a young man who I sincerely believe not only had nothing to do with this, but knew nothing about it, is having his 1 year of college basketball taken away from him for a significant amount of time, no fault of his own. That's not fun for him. Nobody, there is nobody on the planet who would tell you that doesn't suck. And listen, as I've explained many times, the NCAA, you've got to hold student-athletes accountable for the adults in their life. Otherwise, it's just a free ticket to cheat, cheat, cheat. But when a student-athlete, a young person, is held accountable for something he did not do and he did not know about, that's undeniably unfortunate. And you and I, we can agree on this. Hopefully, clearly there's already a price to pay. He's paying it. He missed this weekend's game. He's going to miss tonight's game. But hopefully he's back on the court sooner than January 12th, thanks to a successful appeal process. That's what I'm hoping for, at least.
Me too.
I know you're busy.
I'm headed to the game now.
Oh, yeah.
I was pacing while I was talking to you, but I'm going to the game. See you.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We'll continue this conversation next.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until December 8th, you can even get a $250 off deal when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 12-8-19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear. More driven.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because like I've told you now for a while, this is not the type of problem that's just going to go away or even stay the same. It's the type of problem that's eventually going to become a bigger problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is very common but also very bad. The good news, though, is that American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. They offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. Could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I understand that if you see those cracks, your instincts might be, again, just ignore them and hope they don't get worse. But like I said, they're going to get worse. Once you see those cracks, the real damage problems, they're on the way. It might be weeks, could be months, but the real damage is coming. So you need to attack it before things get worse, or you're going to have a very expensive problem on your hands. So when you pull into your home, look above your garage. See if you see any cracks in the bricks above your garage. I hope you don't. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented Lintel Lift Repair Solution. Just visit them, asfoundationrepair.com, and click the Lintel Lift tab. That's asfoundationrepair.com, or give them a call, 901-390-5568, 901-390-5568.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts. And now, it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants. And here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Ben Doyle?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. It's filtered three times to create a soft finish. I promise you, it's what I buy when I'm in a liquor store. I get it by the case. Big bottles by the case. And the reason I do it is because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There are more expensive bottles of vodka. But why would I spend more money on a bottle of vodka if I've already got one picked out that's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced? This is why it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. So next time you're in a liquor store, pick up a case. Or at the very least, a bottle. You don't have to be excessive like me. But, I mean, you can if you want to. They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Gluten-free vodka if you're on a gluten-free diet. Pick up that. Whether you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store, next time you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States. Pour your soul out. I might have to have one tonight.
You and me both.
Got to do CBS Sports HQ like 8 o'clock, discuss the James Wiseman situation, and then after that, might have to have one.
Yeah.
New Amsterdam's Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. The big news, it broke right after the show started. Boy, it's something else when you prepare an entire radio show. Remember at like 4:02, we were going to talk to Joe Mullinex about the Grizzlies, talk about Jim Cornette being racist on a wrestling broadcast.
Throw it all out.
I was going to get into our king and savior, LeBron James, getting a triple-double last night. And you just toss it all to the side because right after the show started, NCAA announced that James Wiseman is suspended for 12 games. the Alcorn State game being the first, so the next 11 continuing tonight, 12 games for two different reasons. A, because his mother accepted an impermissible benefit while he was a recruitable student athlete in college, $11,500. That triggers the 9-game suspension. And he's getting three more than he otherwise would have received because Memphis defiantly played him in the first three games of the season. And I know people have consistently brought up, but what about the restraining order? You can Google all this stuff. The restraining order didn't happen until after the first game of the season. They played him in the first game of the season after the NCAA already told him he was likely ineligible. They just played him anyway. And then they played him two more games. And I know that reasonable, smart people can disagree on whether Memphis had to play him once the restraining order was granted or whether Memphis could have just not played him. I know that reasonable people disagree on that. But my understanding of it is Memphis, the restraining order at that point prevented Memphis from, quote, ruling him ineligible. But it doesn't mean they have to play him. You can put him in uniform, let him go through warm-ups, let him sit right there on the bench, and then just decide to not insert him in the game. A judge can prevent you, this is my understanding, from ruling James Wiseman ineligible. But he can't make you play him 22 minutes or one. Any more than Tyler Harris could go get a restraining order and then say, I deserve to play 30 more. Like, it just, I don't believe, and the people I talk to do not believe that Memphis had to play him because of the restraining order. But either way, don't ever forget this part. The restraining order came before game two, not game one. Memphis was notified on the day of the first game that James Wiseman has an eligibility issue. And what schools are instructed to do under those circumstances is to sit the player. They just played him anyway in defiance of the NCAA. They played him twice after that. And the punishment for that is three additional games on top of the nine that I think it's very reasonable to assume he would have gotten if they would have just set him down before the first game. So now he, unless he is successful in appeal, will not return until January 12th against South Florida. That means he misses the Ole Miss game, the NC State game, the Tennessee game, and the Georgia game. Big games. He'll miss those unless he's successful on appeal. And I understand Memphis fans are frustrated. Hurt, even. Disappointed. Hurt.
Heck yeah, man.
This is a season you've been dreaming about since a year ago today.
This sucks.
When James Wiseman announced he was going to play at the University of Memphis. And now here we are. It's finally here. We're in it. And it's not off the rails, but obviously this isn't what anybody intended. It's not what anybody wanted. I understand the frustration. I'm disappointed with you. But when we talked about this, two Fridays ago when the news broke, again on the following Monday, and literally every day since, the thing I consistently said is, if you want to fight the NCAA, there are ways to do it. California lawmakers are doing it right now. Tennessee lawmakers are trying to do it as well. But trying to fight them on an impermissible benefit case where nobody's even really denying that the impermissible benefit happened, good luck. I always thought it was crazy to pick the fight and play in defiance of the NCAA because it opened you up to all sorts of things. So I thought it was really super smart when they came to the senses and decided we don't need to go down this path. Because it was a suicide mission for your entire program. So they pull back. James withdraws the lawsuit. Memphis rules him ineligible, applies for reinstatement, decides to do what it should have done before the first game and what basically every other university I know of would have done. And I know that what Memphis thought then is that the NCAA would meet them in the middle. And so when I came on the radio after that and said, My guess is that it'll be a 5 or 6 game suspension. And if you can take that, if you get that, you got to be happy with it. That was based on what Memphis believed. I wasn't making that up. Ask Jeff Calkins, Mark Giannotto, anybody else who's plugged into the situation. They will all tell you the same thing. Memphis believed that the NCAA was going to work with them and maybe get it down to 5 or 6 games. Make them vacate the first two, and then whatever punishment would be contained to James Wiseman. Well, we now know that I can't tell you exactly why Memphis officials believe that. I can just tell you that they did, and we now know they were wrong. Because the punishment is not less than what it otherwise would have been. It's more excessive than it otherwise would have been. And so you circle back to the initial thought on all of this. You don't fight. Because if you fight, you expose yourself to a harsher penalty and long-term damage. What we hoped is that by stopping the fight, you could eliminate those things from being possible. What we now know is it didn't. Because the punishment is more excessive than it otherwise would have been, and according to Pat Forty at Sports Illustrated, the NCAA is now likely to create a major infractions case against Memphis because Memphis knowingly played an ineligible player. People keep bringing up the Ohio State thing. Here's the difference. Ohio State did not knowingly play an ineligible player in Chase Young.
They cooperated when they found out.
They found out. They said the NCAA or Ohio State's compliance, some combination of the two, said, we've got an issue right here. And Ohio State said, okay, boom, set him down. We're ruling him ineligible. We'll apply for reinstatement. That's the way you handle it. 4-game suspension cut to 2. He'll be back on the field this weekend. Ohio State will face no long-term sanctions because of that. That case is done and settled. It's over with. Memphis did not do that. Memphis was told before the first game of the season, we have an eligibility issue. They played him anyway. Then they played him again. Then they played him again. And now the NCAA can charge you with a level 1 violation because you knowingly played an ineligible player. And let me be clear. I don't know if that's what the NCAA is going to do. It would seem petty to most people if the NCAA did that. But the mere possibility that they could and the report from Sports Illustrated that they likely will creates problems for you. And I talked about it in the last segment with Jeff. I don't care whether it's Jalen Green, Greg Brown, Kennedy Chandler, Musa Cisse, or any other prospect Memphis is recruiting right now. Whatever staffs are recruiting against Memphis is going to use that Sports Illustrated article against Memphis. They're going to tell every single recruit, be careful if you want to go to Memphis, because according to Sports Illustrated, they're facing a major infractions case for knowingly playing an ineligible player the first 3 games of the 2018-19 season. If you just sit down James Wiseman before the first game, let him miss the next 9, you bring him back before the Tennessee game, he's there for the Georgia game, he's there for the conference opener, and the case is done, just like the Chase Young case is done. There's no future nothing you got to deal with.
See, but I don't get that because if there's a major infractions case coming, Gary, why would they let him play after 12 games? Why would the NCAA do that?
Because what they are saying is that based on the infraction that took place, the punishment for that should have been a 9-game suspension. But because you played him in the first 3 games, now it's a 12-game suspension. But once that's over, that's over. But you still, it doesn't, what Memphis hoped is that once Memphis decided to play nice, then what Memphis initially did would just be disregarded. What the NCAA is now saying, according to Sports Illustrated, is like, we're glad you finally stopped fighting stupidly, but it doesn't mean you didn't fight. Like, we're glad you finally did the right thing, but it doesn't mean you didn't do the wrong thing first, and we are going to make you pay for doing the wrong thing first. Again, unclear if they'll actually do it, but Sports Illustrated is reporting it is likely to happen.
Yep.
That's the issue here. It's a little bit like if your kid's acting crazy, and then your kid starts acting perfectly. You go, hey, I'm glad you acted perfectly, but it doesn't mean you didn't act crazy earlier. You're still grounded. Like, if I walk in the door tonight, my little boy gives me a hug, says, Daddy, 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 I love you. I'll love him back. I'm just like any other father. But if this morning he had done something crazy that it would normally cause me to punish him in some way, it doesn't mean that that thing didn't happen and he's not going to be punished in some way.
Right.
What Memphis was hoping is that they could say, hey, we're sorry about how we handled this for a week, but now we're all on the same page. Let's work together. What the NCAA has clearly said is, nope, you did what you did. That you finally did the right thing doesn't mean you didn't initially do the wrong thing, and there is a price to pay for that. And the price could be significant. It's more games than it otherwise would have been. And even if the major infractions case never arrives, the idea that it could, the report that suggests it will, really, really makes recruiting going forward difficult. If you ever have a chance, go ask Roy Williams what it's like to recruit with an NCAA crowd cloud hanging over his program. Go ask Bill Self. Go ask Sean Miller. Things are going well at those places right now. Sean Miller lost an entire recruiting class because of the possibility of this stuff. Bill Self didn't sign a single five-star player last year because of the possibility of this stuff. Roy Williams went multiple years signing four stars and three stars, missing on almost every five-star player that they recruited because of the possibility of this. Go find a quote from Brandon Ingram, who is on the record saying, I wanted to go to North Carolina, but I was worried that they were going to get hit by the NCAA, so I went to Duke. North Carolina never even got hit, but it didn't prevent them from losing recruits because of the possibility of getting hit. That is what Memphis has now walked directly into. That's why you don't fight. If you want to change the NCAA, stand up to the NCAA, there are places to do it. Doing it in this particular case backfired tremendously. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Everybody is excited about the Chevy Black Friday sales event, and you will be too, because right now you can get 20% below MSRP on select 2019 Chevy models, like the Chevy Trax, which has eight different seating arrangements and impressive cargo room for surprising versatility, or the Chevy Traverse that offers technology to help keep you on track, capability you can depend on, and advanced safety features to help you arrive with confidence. Even the Chevy Malibu, which has two turbocharged engine options allowing you to choose the balance you want between performance and fuel efficiency. Get excited. The Black Friday sales event is going on all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet. Offer available on 2019 Equinox, Traverse, Trax, Bolt EV, Volt, Spark, Sonic, Cruise, Impala, and Malibu vehicles. Includes price reduction below MSRP and cash allowance. Not available on select base trims with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 12/02/19. See dealer for details. Visit Sunrise Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer. I was asked to be MC at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, so I went into Oak Hall the other day to get a new sports coat, and the experience reminded me why I love the place so much. Steve Kaufman, who works at Oak Hall, suggested I look at a couple of sports coats from Monroe. As soon as I put them on, I just felt different, sharper. Now, I've got some perfectly good sport coats at home, but I like the way that someone at Oak Hall put it. The new sports coats look like today. The fit is perfect. The pattern pops just a little more than I would have picked out for myself. And that experience is the essence of Oak Hall. They have the highest quality men's clothing available anywhere. And they have the people who can help you find what will make you look your absolute best. That's true whether you're shopping for a sport coat or a necktie or a sweater or outerwear. It's why Oak Hall has been the place to shop in Memphis since 1859. So go see Steve and the rest of the folks at Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, imagine what they can do for you. Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hi, I'm Shayna, a service tech at Pep Boys. It's important your vehicle is ready to get you and your family through the holidays safely. With nearly 1,000 service and tire centers nationwide, you can depend on the Pep Boys pros to keep you and your vehicle safe. And during this holiday season, Pep Boys is proud to partner with the Marine Toys for Tots program. Bring in a Toys for Tots donation to any Pep Boys and receive a text-in code for a discount off select purchases and services as a thank you for your generosity. Message and data rates may apply. Add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
If you want to own a vehicle you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people, not like customers, please go visit my friends over at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. It's at 5389 Poplar. That's 5389 Poplar. As I've told you, not just a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm also a Mercedes owner, have been for years. So that means I own a vehicle that looks and feels great, makes me look and feel great. I really do think it's a mood changer. Undeniably, it's an image changer. Yes, it is technically a Mercedes-Benz, a luxury vehicle, but they're actually more affordable in some cases than you might realize. The new A-Class model, for instance, starts at just $32,000. So get over to 5389 Poplar and check them out. And while you're there, take a stroll through the AMG showroom. AMG models are high-performance machines. They look aggressive. They're super fast. You'll fall in love with them at first sight. So while you're there, make sure to take a stroll through that AMG showroom. And also understand this. When you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation and safety. So you're not just getting a vehicle that looks great and rides great. It's also super safe. 5389 Poplar is the address. 5389 Poplar is the address. It's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar, Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Chicago hosts the NFC's New York team, and Matt Nagy's crew is a 6.5-point favorite. Over 80% of the money is on New York. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $580,000. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
So, guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Cooper Systems, over in the Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. They can get you any kind of machine, high-end, low-end, middle of the road, desktop, notebook, tablet. And they also handle computer repairs, virus removal, data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, cracked screens, anything you need, it can be done if it's computer-related at Cooper Systems. Now, I want to remind you, Microsoft has announced the end of support for Windows 7. That's effective January 14th. And what that means is that after that date, Windows 7 operating systems no longer going to be secure because no new security updates will be available. To remedy this, some people think that you got to go purchase a new computer. That's not necessarily true. There's a better than good chance that Cooper Systems can upgrade your desktop or laptop computer, take it from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And when they do that, they can move all your documents, pictures, music, videos, everything, reinstall your programs on a Windows 10 system. So if you are somebody who owns a machine operating on Windows 7, go ahead and get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. 360-9679, 360-9679. Whatever your computer needs to stay fast, safe, and current, they've got it at Cooper Systems. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. All of it about the James Wiseman situation. News broke right after the show started. James Wiseman has been suspended 12 games by the NCAA for two reasons. A, his mother accepted an impermissible benefit of $11,500 while he was a recruitable student athlete. B, a Memphis defiantly played him in the first three games of the season after the NCAA had told them he's likely ineligible and you should not do that. So what would have otherwise been a 9-game suspension is now a 12. James Wiseman would have, at least theoretically, been back for the Tennessee game. Now, unless he is successful on appeal, he's going to miss that game and every other game until the first South Florida game in the conference, January 12th. This is why I said from the jump, the way they handled this was wrong. There are places to fight the NCAA. This was never one of them. And now you're paying a significant price. James Wiseman's going to miss more games than he otherwise would have missed, going to miss more important games than he otherwise would have missed. And according to Sports Illustrated, Memphis is now likely facing a major infractions case for knowingly playing an ineligible player in the first three games of the season. I got a tweet from somebody. He said, let me get this straight. So anyone who fights against the oppressive system, whether it be popular or not, is stupid? Should Memphis have just bowed down? He's asking me that question. Here's what I would say. No, not anybody who fights the NCAA is stupid. The lawmakers in California fighting the NCAA in the way that they're doing it, not stupid. Lawmakers in Tennessee fighting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.